The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy. Profound wisdom from Chris Hedges. My gratitude to Chris, and I will hope that he one day also addresses climate engineering. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org, the weekly edition of the Global Alert News Hour, brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org, a commercial-free news hour for the week of July 15th, 2017. This show is broadcast on KQMS throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Global Alert News is also aired on the East Coast of the PRN Radio Network, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this show can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the Top Stories, Recent, and Radio sections and under the KQMS Archives. Weekly announcement, as always, for those in the Shasta County, Redding area at Orchard Nutrition. If you want to find out critical truths on which our futures depend, there are free materials at Orchard. We only ask that you help us share that information. Materials on the lethal vaccination issue, the critical issue of climate engineering, and 9/11 as well. What really happened on 9/11? Find out what you don't know. Critical information at Orchard Nutrition in Redding if you're in the Shasta County region. New 20-page color glossy booklet there now with the hardest hitting information on climate engineering at Orchard Nutrition. That tool is also now available. Another short announcement today at the Redding Library, a free community film screening, hard-hitting documentary at 2:30, titled Unfiltered, Breathed In, The Truth About Aerotoxic Syndrome. This is an award-winning documentary. What are you breathing when you fly on commercial carriers? And you won't like what you learn on this documentary. Commercial carriers are flying through condensed toxic air, much of it from the ongoing climate engineering aerosol operations. People are getting very sick. Pilots are dying, in fact. This is a very, very profoundly shocking documentary. If you're in the Redding area, 2:30 at the Redding Library. Free community film screening. Free materials will be there. Too much to cover unfolding in the world today. I'm rushing through my programs because there's simply too much hard-hitting frontline data to cover. I'll do my best again today. One more announcement. The Jim Fair event. Jim Fair, very, very strong ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Their event will be in San Rafael today at the Marin Center Exhibit Hall. Free materials will be there on the climate engineering issue. Come find out what you don't know. And again, my deepest thanks to the Jim Fair Group for their assistance in this most critical battle to expose and halt climate engineering. Final announcement, July 28th event at the Red Lion Hotel in Redding. Free community public awareness event, three brand new PowerPoint presentations covering the lethal vaccination issue with now proven peer-reviewed study to make clear vaccinations are harming our children. We'll have Dr. Sherry Tinpenny there for that presentation. Former decorated CIA veteran Kevin Shipp to expose just how criminally corrupt our government is, and an updated presentation on just how severely the climate system is imploding and just how lethal the climate engineering programs are. All three PowerPoint presentations back to back Friday evening. You can get flyers at Orchard Nutrition. Please attend this event and help us to expose what our media won't expose. And for the record, all the major auditoriums in Redding that we have used to share the truth in the past have effectively shut us out of their facilities. The Shasta County School District shut us out because they're petrified of the public waking up to the vaccination dangers and crimes. The Cascade Theater in Redding never returned our calls this year after I tried to reach them in spite of the substantial amount of money they made from our event last year. Why didn't they even return our calls? After the VAXXed event I organized last year, the local medical community likely put pressure on the Cascade Theater Group to block us out. How utterly insane is the reality we live in? People who claim to care about children, about the environment, about the future, all collectively collaborating to help hide crimes that are decimating all that I just mentioned. The ongoing criminal cover-up also, of course, includes our North State so-called media, the Record Searchlight newspaper and Channel 7 TV News, KRCR, both of which have stated on the record that they will never cover issues like climate engineering and proven vaccination dangers. People that we all know in the community are actively and passively a part of the cancerous cover-ups by their willingness to be blind order followers for the power structure, the military-industrial complex, and the medical-industrial complex, in exchange for a paycheck and a pension. We're in the era of time that will define our lives and indeed our very existence. If you're not okay with the kind of behavior I've just described, then make that known. Friends, family members, it doesn't matter. If we know of an individual that is towing the line for the tidal wave of insanity that we all find ourselves caught up in, we each have a responsibility to inform the individuals we know who are willfully participating in the insanity that we're not okay with their conduct. Let them know that once the truth is fully out in the open, that an enraged population will hold them legally and morally accountable for their actions. The line in the sand must be drawn. This is especially true with our criminal media sources, who are doing everything they can to do the bidding of the power structure. For Northern California, for this event that we're staging in the Red Line Hotel, in which we are grateful for them for allowing us to have their event ballroom, since everyone else has shut us out. We need activists to help with this Redding event. If you are in the Shasta County Redding area and you are willing to help organize this event, contact Lori Bridgeford at 247-3925. We're also trying to organize public support for the families in Shasta County that are being pressured to force vaccinate their children with now proven toxic vaccinations. More information on this effort in the coming weeks. We must all learn to be leaders in this battle, all of us. How many programs are being carried out by the power structure that can only be rationally considered genocide? Forced vaccinations now in France. Also, France announces forced vaccinations for all children by 2018. Parents in France will be legally obliged to vaccinate their children from 2018. The government has announced this recently. The French Prime Minister said it was, quote, unacceptable that children are, quote, still dying of measles in the country where some of the earliest vaccines were pioneered. Consider the absurdity of what this French official has stated when we have a tiny fraction of measles mortality and we have unimaginable amounts of autism and vaccine-related deaths. But they don't talk about that. And that's the Orwellian world that we live in. We have Alzheimer's Foundation that talks about, quote, finding a cure for Alzheimer's, while we have individuals from the aluminum industry sitting on the Alzheimer's Foundation boards that are certainly involved with the supplying of aluminum to climate engineering programs that are spraying the entire planet with aluminum, which is now proven with peer-reviewed study to be the core cause of Alzheimer's. And yet we have foundations like the Alzheimer's Foundation claiming to be looking for a cure. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Total Orwellian society that we live in. Continuing with this report from the French Prime Minister, he said, all the vaccines which are universally recommended by health bodies, 11 in total, would be compulsory in France. The move follows a similar initiative in Italy, which recently banned non-vaccinated children from attending state schools. The power structure is literally carrying out genocide against populations around the globe, and the populations so far are doing nothing, nothing. No lines in the sand. When do we say we will not take our children to school then? If you're going to force poison them, then they won't go to school. It's that simple. When do we draw a line in the sand? Another headline. Immunologist, this fits in with what I just went over, by the way. Immunologist and MD challenges President Trump to stop dangerous vaccine policies when over 400 scientific studies question vaccination safety and efficacy. 400 studies. If you're a parent and you live anywhere on the planet and you're blindly, willfully going along with the forced vaccination poisoning of our children and ourselves, that's inexcusable. It's absolutely inexcusable. And I'm not asking anybody to believe what I'm saying in this program. I'm trying to cite data, as I have in the past, a peer-reviewed study that prove vaccinations are not safe, are not tested. If you're blindly, willfully going along with these programs of what amounts to genocide with an autism rate that has increased 40,000%, that's never mentioned, is it? Not by our media. Certainly not in Northern California. Never mentioned. Because they know who's part of their paycheck and pension, the medical industrial complex that is so prevalent in this area, and all over the globe, in fact. Inexcusable if you're a parent and you don't at least investigate the truth. That's not showing concern for your children. Quite the opposite. On to other issues. There's so much to cover that all relate to human behavior that's can only be described as insane. Nuclear. We have Fukushima continuing to poison the planet, triple nuclear meltdown, and we have the Atomic Energy Commission and the construction of atomic energy plants still pressing forward and failing. Here's the headline. Atomic belly flop. The U.S. first 21st century nuclear reactor fails and shuts down after 5 months. From that report, on March 23rd, 2017, after less than 6 months of operation, the Tennessee Valley Authority, TVA, the Watts Bar 2 nuclear power plant units were shut down. Failing components in the condenser caused America's first 21st century nuclear reactor to cease functioning, and it remains shut down. Nuclear technology is very unforgiving. The nuclear industry is very optimistic about its projections of performance. This is more evidence that they need to temper that optimism, said David Lochbaum, director of the Nuclear Safety Project at the Union of Concerned Scientists. This is what Mr. Lochbaum told the LA Times. Total insanity, no regard for safety, no regard for the consequences. This is part of industrialized society, part of the military-industrial complex, part of the power structure that is completely out of control at this point. Another headline relating to this, 122 nations approve historic treaty banning nuclear weapons. While the treaty faces many barriers, and listen to this story, because guess who is not willing to participate in banning nuclear weapons? Guess who? While the treaty faces many barriers to implementation, it signifies a profound international statement. More than 120 nations adopted the first international treaty banning nuclear weapons on Friday at the United Nations headquarters in New York City. The initiative, led by Austria, Brazil, Mexico, South Africa, and New Zealand, was approved by 122 votes, with only the Netherlands opposed and Singapore abstaining. The nine countries generally recognized as possessing, listen closely, nuclear weapons, the U.S., Russia, Britain, China, France, India, Pakistan, North Korea, and Israel, were noticeably absent from the negotiations, as were most members of NATO. Think about that. When we criticize North Korea for testing any weapons, well, we're testing weapons constantly, all the time, firing missiles, building more nuclear weapons, upgrading our existing weapons, but condemning anyone else who is trying to do so, and other countries who know, who have already learned, who have already seen that if you don't possess a nuclear weapon, you are likely to be invaded by the U.S. or NATO. Likely. Has anybody else invaded any country recently besides U.S. and NATO? No. Have they in the past? Of course. What's happening now, though? Not condoning North Korea. Certainly, that dictator is not a sane individual. But who's poking and prodding him constantly? Because the military-industrial complex in the U.S. needs to have a reason to exist. They need to have foes, and they will create them if they don't exist already. Finishing from this report, despite being a victim of atomic attacks in 1945, Japan also boycotted the meeting. Nevertheless, the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were part of Friday's dialogue and the conversation thereafter. Why would Japan abstain when the U.S. slaughtered about 200,000 innocent civilians? So the only country that not only has nuclear weapons but used them on innocent populations is the U.S. Why would Japan abstain? Back to things I've covered in previous programs. When Japan began to ally with its regional partners prior to 2011, suddenly we have cataclysm in Japan, and immediately after, the devastating earthquake, which even MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, noted anomalous atmospheric heating directly above the epicenter that would correlate with what we know ionosphere heaters can do, bouncing the signal off the atmosphere back down into the strata, heating the strata. What happens when you microwave something moist long enough? It blows up. When we know the technology is there, when we know Japan was allying with its regional partners prior to this event, and immediately after the event, Japan does anything the U.S. wants, why would we not see a connection? So Japan abstained from this nuclear weapons boycott in spite of the fact of them being the only country in the world that was ruthlessly slaughtered with nuclear weapons. Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense to me, unless you consider all the factors I just mentioned. Amnesty International estimates U.S. and Iraqi forces have killed, along the same line of carnage created by the military-industrial complex. Amnesty International estimates U.S. and Iraqi forces, which is basically an extension of U.S. forces, have killed over 5,800 civilians in Mosul during the last 4 months. 5,800 civilians. Do we hear that on our media? Does the Record Searchlight publish these stories, or KRCR, or any of the other mainstream media around the world? No, they don't. How many civilians have been killed in Iraq as a direct result of the illegal U.S. invasion and occupation? 500,000 children from the sanctions alone. 500,000. And we have U.S. officials like Madeleine Albright saying she thought it was worth it. We don't hear about that. When will the U.S. carnage and hypocrisy be fully exposed? The illegal war that was launched on the completely fabricated lies of our government for Iraq. Fabricated lies of WND. How much of us already know that? The lies about Saddam Hussein's non-existent weapons of mass destruction, which was the backup lie that followed the initial lie that Saddam had something to do with 9/11, which has long since been proven to be, again, just another massive lie. Who was really behind 9/11? The undeniable truth is simply beyond what the vast majority have the courage to face. The shadow government that controls what the willfully blind majority of the American population believes to be their government. And let's remember this. The nonstop carnage being waged by the military-industrial complex doesn't stop with the latest toll of innocent dead from Iraq. The murder and mayhem goes on and on and on, with Syria being the latest ongoing victim of the Western powers' military-industrial complex juggernaut of insanity in search of resources. And of course, there's many other examples of the U.S. military-industrial complex creating unimaginable carnage under the false pretexts that we have seen, like Vietnam, a brutal war initiated from a historically proven false flag event staged by our own government, in which nearly 60,000 of our brothers, sisters, mothers, and fathers died. Millions of civilians died from a false flag event staged by our government and our military. And for all the cowards that would spew out the programmed knee-jerk statement that I should love my country mindlessly, unquestioningly, or leave, what kind of a moronic, thoughtless reply is that? This is every bit as much my country as anyone else in it. I've toiled in the forests of this once magnificent land for a number of years in order to give something back, in order to do my part for the greater good. The forests have always been my cathedral. I have grown up in them. They're my sanctuary. I've bled, sweat, and cried there while working feverishly and often alone to restore habitat that was ruthlessly plundered by those who chose to sacrifice their virtue, their honor, and their responsibility to the whole for the monetary gain they hunger for and can never satisfy. Yes, this is my country, my homeland. I can and I will continue to level every justifiable criticism I can for every unjust and tyrannical act of our government and military that I can uncover. And yes, countless nations and governments around the world are corrupt, but which nation and which government is setting the standard for corruption and carnage today, right now, while its population blindly waves flags motivated by programmed false patriotism and blinded by willful ignorance? I've seen so many aspects of the natural beauty that was once so abundant in this country. So much of that beauty has already been decimated. It's not coming back in any time frame that matters. And I'm speaking about tens of millions of years for an equilibrium that matches what we once knew and is now gone. And even now, those at the top that can never satisfy their lust for more are gearing up to pillage and plunder what little is left of our planet. Here's an example to highlight that fact. Time is running out to stop Trump from opening California marine sanctuaries to oil drilling. And let's remember, Trump is just a puppet dangling from the end of the power structure strings. If he stepped out of line, as Kennedy did, he would already be gone. Let's not forget that fact. For those who think somehow that the power structure, after planning for over a century for all that's happening now, would just concede and walk away because somebody like Trump happened to win an election in a fixed electoral system. That's incredible naivety. Trump would not be there if many in power did not want him there. And he is towing the line. Whatever fracturing there may be in the power structure, and I don't deny that there is parts of the power structure that seem to be attacking Trump, but how do we know what's just part of the act to distract, confuse, and divide the population? But certainly there's no denying Trump is carrying out the agenda of the power structure and the military-industrial complex overall. So back to this headline. Time is running out to stop Trump from opening California marine sanctuaries to oil drilling. And let's consider who Mr. Trump is obviously connected to. Here's a headline. The deep industry ties of Trump's deregulation teams. The Interior Department has not disclosed the correspondence or calendars for its team, but a review of more than 1,300 pages of handwritten sign-in sheets for guests visiting the agency's headquarters in Washington found that appointees had met regularly with industry representatives. People in our government are joined at the hip with the fossil fuel industry. There's no question. And the military-industrial complex industry. A big revolving door. That's what the White House is. That's all it is. Another headline that fits into the destruction of what's left of life in our oceans. Another week in paradise, a staggering amount of dead animal and fish species recorded in the first 12 days of July. Everywhere, all over the globe, marine life is washing up dead on beaches. Everywhere. And we will not long be here when our oceans die. When our oceans die, we die. And again, my heart bleeds for the loss of what yet survives in the once thriving web of life in our seas. The brutal greed and gluttony that drives the looting, plundering, and pillaging of the natural world in order to fuel what Mr. Trump and those who control him would call the American way of life. And yes, Trump and those he represents are going to, quote, make America great again. If you believe that lie, you're completely disconnected from reality. And my heart bleeds because I have, in years now past, spent so many days over the course of so many years diving along the coast of California and at the Channel Islands, and hours floating alone in the now vanishing kelp forests with dozens or even hundreds of sea lions. And such curious and compelling creatures they are that swirled around me, above me, and below me, and that swims straight toward you like a missile, only to stop inches from your mask and staring into your eyes. I remember those moments so vividly. And they were somehow trying to interact, these sea lions that were so intelligent, somehow trying to communicate, and now I see them washing up dead on beaches all along the North American West Coast, washing up dead with countless other forms of marine life. And those who control Trump are going to do their best to decimate any life that may be left. And though the former administrations, Obama, Clinton, and the rest, were all part of the problem, the Trump crew has escalated the destruction into completely uncharted territory. We're living in an insane asylum that will soon enough be our end if we remain on the current course. But for those who truly care, who refuse to yield to the insanity, never give up. Resolve yourself to never become a part of the cancer, ever. So long as life exists, the struggle to protect that life matters. It matters in ways that we cannot yet fully understand or comprehend. We must never surrender to the insanity and to those who participate in it, or to those who participate in the lies of the cover-up. And here's a reminder again for those that are still caught up in a paradigm of dichotomous thinking that because the mainstream media is criminally corrupt and are attacking Mr. Trump, as I mentioned earlier, that this means Trump is innocent. This is not reality. When criminal factions attack each other, is either innocent? No. And if you're buying into the massive media Trump-Russia distraction or any other aspects of the mass media distraction, you're missing the point. All is nothing more than power structure orchestrated drama to keep populations occupied and distracted from the fact that Earth's life support systems are imploding around us, with our own government actively fueling the planetary omnicide. Climate engineering being at the top of the list. More headlines from the front lines. War games planned for East Coast and local waters. We've already seen the West Coast of the United States completely decimated from war games that include the use of depleted uranium ammunition with a radioactive half-life of 4.5 billion years, with a B, just for practice. And as I mentioned in previous programs, I spoke to the Navy's PR person myself about this, and she didn't seem to understand why that was a concern for me, using depleted uranium. What sort of intellect is being recruited into our military that wouldn't understand my concern for something so grave as using radioactive ammunition for practice in the oceans, for anything, anywhere, for that matter? From this report, war games planned for the East Coast and local waters. The Navy intends to fire missiles, rockets, lasers, grenades, and torpedoes, detonate mines and explosives, buoys, and use all types of sonar in a series of live war exercises in inland and offshore waters along the East Coast now. Not just the West Coast, not just Alaska, but the East Coast. Let's just kill everything. In New England, the areas where the weapons and sonar may be deployed encompass the entire coastline, as well as Navy pierside locations, port transit channels, civilian ports, bays, harbors, airports, and inland waterways. The live war games would deploy passive and active sonar systems. The Navy said it will use mid-frequency active acoustic sonar systems to track mines and torpedoes. Air guns, pile driving, transducers, explosive boxes, and towed explosive devices may be used offshore and inland. Risks to sea life include entanglements, vessel strikes, ingesting of harmful materials, hearing loss, psychological stress, and changes in behavior. But don't worry. Here's some reassurance from the Navy. While sea life is expected to be harmed by the explosives and sonar, the Navy says it doesn't expect to threaten entire populations of species. How reassuring. They don't think they'll kill everything. This is the world we live in, and people wave their flags and look at their military recruiting commercials. Be part of the team. Part of the team that's doing what? Destroying what's left of life on Earth? Pushing us toward World War III? Making America great again by killing everything? I don't want to be a part of that team. What person in their right mind would want to be a part of that team? And if you join the military with what you perceive to be honorable motives, I would ask you this, and I've stated over and over and over how much I have supported and respected the sacrifice made by military members who thought they were doing the right thing. I still respect their motives, but a motive is not enough. A good motive is not enough. If you ignore reality and you blindly follow orders, a good motive is not enough to exempt you from your responsibility to do the right thing. It's not enough. Our planet is dying by the day, and we don't have much time on the current course. And profoundly, there are a great many so-called independent news sites that are still towing the line for the military-industrial complex and the power structure by putting out what sounds like a reasonable argument if you know nothing about what's happening on the front line. And you have somebody like these news sites telling you what you want to hear, that everything's fine. It's all just a big hoax. There's nothing wrong in the environment. They're just trying to take our Winnebagos away from us, our SUVs. That's not what this is about. It's about surviving on our planet. And if you're blindly following one of these independent news sites that is blatantly lying about reality, that's towing the line for the military-industrial complex, the fossil fuel-industrial complex, that there's nothing wrong with the planet, it's all a big hoax. If you're blindly following that, you're a part of the cancer. You're a part of the problem. If you've chosen not to do honest investigation, but to just go along with whatever narrative makes you feel better, that makes you feel that the party will continue, if you just simply ignore reality, you're a part of the problem. Don't be a part of the problem. Investigate. Here's more headlines. Numbers of Adelaide penguins in Antarctica down by 80%. 80%. And here's a new poll. It's getting a little closer to reality. 39% think it's likely climate change will cause human extinction. Of course, the poll doesn't include climate engineering, which is radically fueling this fire, but not the only cause. And we're back to that irrational argument that many have tried to convince themselves of, that there's nothing wrong with the climate except climate engineering. As if somehow The climate and the planet know the difference between a particle from a smokestack or exhaust pipe and a particle that's sprayed out of an aircraft. How could the climate know the difference? What would be the difference? And if we live on a planet that sustains life because of a blanket of greenhouse gases, and you thicken that blanket, how can it not get warmer? I'm asking a rational question. How can it not affect the temperature on the planet if you thicken the greenhouse gas blanket? It's not about Al Gore. It's not about carbon credits. Both are shams. It's about reality. Be a part of reality and not part of the facade that's driving us to certain near-term extinction. From this report, nearly 4 in 10 Americans think there's a good chance climate change will cause human extinction. According to a new poll released Wednesday, the survey from Yale Program on Climate Change Communication found that 39% think the odds of global warming ending the human race are at least 50%. Let's clarify this. It's not 50%. On the current trajectory, it's a mathematical near-term certainty. Extinction is very near, not just for the human race. Climate engineering worsening that scenario by trying to interfere with Earth's life support systems. The human race has not just shot itself in the foot, it's shot itself in the head. Continuing from this report, 58% of respondents said climate change is human caused, the highest number since the program began surveying the topic in 2008. And that's a scary figure for me, by the way. That means there's 42% that somehow think you can do anything you want to the planet and it just magically fixes itself. That means that nearly half of our population is totally irrational, totally disconnected from reality, totally disconnected from the environment, and that's an alarming figure. And when people blame the power structure for everything that's happened, and I'm not saying they're not to blame, but those people should take a good long look in the mirror, because the vast majority are part of the problem by their total denial, by their total unwillingness to do their part for the greater good. We must make the decision not to be in that category, that we have a responsibility to our children, to the web of life, to make a difference for the better, not to simply take for our entire life, caring not for what comes after. What sort of individual would even think that way? Final statement from this report, about a quarter of respondents said providing a better life for younger generations is the most important reason to reduce global warming, with 16% of respondents saying that preventing the destruction of most life on Earth is the most important reason. I would argue the latter is certainly a prevailing factor. If life on Earth ends and we're responsible for it, what a burden to carry is that. If we try to preserve life on Earth, we will in turn preserve something for younger generations, will we not? The survey was pulled from 1,266 adults between May 18th and June 6th of this year. Life on Earth, mathematically, statistically, inarguably, coming to an abrupt end soon if we remain in the current course, and still the majority of the population is oblivious. Another headline, the super rich, apparently they are a little more awake, although they're participating in the problem, are buying luxury apocalypse-safe bunkers. That's what's happening. That's part of what's fueling the economy. The military-industrial complex and those preparing for certain apocalypse. Another headline, hopes of mild climate change dashed by new research. Listen to this. How long and how many times over how many years have I stated it's not as bad? The climate destruction is not as bad as what Mr. Gore stated. It's far worse. It's far worse. Gore's a con artist. Carbon credits are a sham. But the truth is the truth. And we're not just entering global warming. We would be lucky if it was global warming. It's an abrupt climate shift. We are in uncharted territory. From this report, the planet could heat up far more than hoped as new work and new research shows temperature rises measured over recent decades don't fully reflect global warming already in the pipeline. That's the problem. People don't understand that. We're back to if you leap off the 100-story building and you think you're flying because you haven't hit the sidewalk yet, you've already taken the leap. You can't stop. There's no shutting it down. And that's the same scenario we're facing here. And how is the weather, by the way? Many parts of the world are frying while other parts are flooding. Much of the heat is further fueled by ionosphere heaters, part of climate engineering, that are creating high-pressure heat domes in order to steer the upper-level winds. Other regions are being deluged as the climate engineers attempt to utilize the moisture to chemically ice-nucleate temporary toxic cool-downs. And those people, again, as I've stated in previous programs, independent, so-called independent internet sites who claim to be against climate engineering and yet toe the line for the power structure and the geoengineers – by never mentioning or accounting for chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, which is the core cause of the abrupt cool downs we see in certain regions, how can you claim to be fighting against something and yet perpetuating the narrative of the very people that are behind what you claim to be fighting? How does that fit? It doesn't. I'm asking people to investigate reality and understand if you are following a false global cooling narrative, which ensures that academia will never come near the anti-geoengineering movement because, in their eyes, correctly so, the anti-geoengineering movement is completely disconnected from reality in regard to the true state of the planet. How does that help us stop geoengineering? It doesn't. It doesn't. It harms our cause. The planet is in total meltdown, and climate engineering is helping to fuel the fire. That's the simple narrative that needs to be understood, researched, and adopted. Total meltdown, climate engineering fueling the fire. That's reality. That can be backed up by facts. And in regard to the chemical nucleated cooldowns, lots of big hail comes with the toxic ice nucleation processes. More headlines, running out of time already. High temperatures and extreme weather continue. June 2017 extends the spell of exceptional global warmth, according to latest research analysis from the Europe Center for Medium-Range Weather Forecasting, Copernicus Climate Change Services. Average surface air temperatures were the second hottest on record after June 2016. In addition to high temperatures, extreme weather affected many different parts of the world in June and early July. The climate system's unraveling. Make no mistake about that. Climate engineering is being ramped up even further under Trump, which will further fuel the unraveling. This summary is compiled by the WMO Secretary, World Meteorological Association, Secretariat-based reports from National Meteorological and Hydrological Services. Extreme heat continuing. Another headline. Heat wave records continue to tumble in the southwest of the U.S. 131-year-old record in Los Angeles smashed. Does that sound like global cooling to anybody? It's not. Climate engineering can create short-term toxic cool downs at the cost of a worsened overall warming. It traps heat more heat overall than it deflects, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, fueling forest fires, in many ways fueling forest fires, drying out the atmosphere, making it more electrically conductive so there's more dry lightning, toxifying the soils because it's destroying the UV or destroying the ozone layer. The UV radiation is frying trees. It's an incendiary dust, these toxic metallic particles that are being sprayed. That coats the foliage, further fueling the fire. So from every direction, climate engineering is worsening our overall scenario and tightening the noose around our collective necks. From this report on Los Angeles, a blistering heat wave has broken a 131-year-old record in Los Angeles, National Weather Service reports. 131-year-old record. Records are being broken all over the globe, by the way. This report goes on and on. Temperatures rose in Elsinore, Southern California, to 114 degrees. New record. Palm Springs, 122 degrees. New record for this date. It goes on and on. More headlines. I want to cover this so that people understand these are frontline facts. Don't follow ideology. Don't follow preconceptions. Don't follow bias. And don't follow anybody else. Investigate yourself. Don't believe me. Investigate yourself. Look at the frontline data and use your sense of reason. How could we possibly do what we have done to the planet, including climate engineering, and not have an effect? That's completely irrational. Another headline. Phoenix, Arizona smashes 112-year-old record. According to the National Weather Service, meteorologists claim a 112-year-old record has been obliterated in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, consider this in the equation also. We are seeing a radical underreporting of the high temperatures. Not an overreporting, an underreporting. Check it for yourself. Don't believe me, but check for yourself. Everywhere we check, we're seeing official high temperatures underreported by 3 and 4 and 5 degrees. And what's that mean? It means it's far hotter still than what we're being told. This is part of how the climate engineers may justify their programs of destruction to other countries, claiming that they're helping to curb or hide global warming when in fact they're fueling the climate meltdown. More headlines. Lightning from cloudless skies. I just spoke about this, about what climate engineering does. Creates more dry lightning and more electrically conductive skies. Lightning from cloudless skies, prolonged heat wave, and strong winds turned British Columbia into a giant inferno over the weekend. Just went over that. Climate engineering, the single greatest causal factor for increased forest fires around the globe for all the reasons I already mentioned. Another headline. The Kingdom of Jordan is the latest country to be baked alive. 45 degrees, 114 degrees Fahrenheit, as heat grips the northern hemisphere. Another headline. Deadly heat wave in northern Mexico brings the mercury to 50 degrees C, 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Another headline. Siberia heat wave, record high spring temperatures to 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Another headline. Europe smashing all-time heat records. Parts of Spain hit 117 degrees Fahrenheit. If you ignore everything I just stated, and there's many more headlines, 2014 smashed all-time global temperature records, broken by 2015, smashed them again, 2016 smashed them again. We are now about 383 or 84 consecutive months on the planet with above normal temperatures. These are hard, indisputable frontline facts, and climate engineering is making this worse, not better. And if you ignore all the facts I'm citing that you can investigate for yourself in order to toe the line for the military-industrial complex and the climate engineers that there's nothing wrong with the climate, you're a part of the problem. And that mistaken conclusion only undermines the credibility of our cause. That's what I'm saying. Be credible. Have a clear picture of what's happening that's not based on ideology, preconception, and bias. More headlines. Southern Europe swelters as heat wave sparks wildfires and closes tourist sites. From that report, fires erupt across parts of Italy and Athens. Authorities shut the Acropolis as temperatures expected to hit nearly 50 degrees C. That's about, what, 115 degrees. All over the globe it's happening. In between the toxic chemical ice-nucleated cooldowns where there's enough moisture, which deluge comes with that as well. Since 1980, the planet has experienced a 50-fold increase. Listen to this. 50 times more in the number of places experiencing dangerous and extreme heat. 50 times more. A bigger increase is to come. The five warmest summers in Europe since 1500 have all occurred since 2002. And soon the IPCC warns simply being outdoors that time of year will be unhealthy for much of the globe. About the IPCC, I have no love for them. It's the largest scientific panel ever created in human history, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They are threatened into not telling the truth. The opposite of what disinformation sites would tell us, that they are paid to exaggerate climate dangers, the exact opposite is true. And connect that dot. How simple is that? Do you think the fossil fuel industry and the military-industrial complex wants you to know and believe that their activities are destroying the planet? Is that what you think? That's a very irrational conclusion, extremely irrational. These scientists are threatened, and they don't even consider in their modeling this largest scientific panel ever created in human history. They don't consider feedback loops at all. And that means the equation is exponentially worse than any official warning is giving us, because we have methane entering the atmosphere, we have destroyed ozone layer, we have about 50 feedback loops occurring right now, none of which are considered. We are on the fast track to a planet that resembles Venus. That's a mathematical fact. More headlines. Warped roads, sinking buildings, eroding riverbanks, slanting trees, and power poles as permafrost in Alaska is melting and deteriorating and shrinking. That doesn't happen on a planet that's cooling. Permafrost doesn't thaw on a planet that's cooling. Consider that. Another headline. Global warming may limit airplane takeoffs in coming decades. That doesn't happen on a planet that's cooling. And why would we think the military-industrial complex would not engage in climate engineering for their own purposes, completely nefariously, with no regard to the consequences? They've never had any regard for the consequences. We're talking about a headless, heartless, soulless juggernaut of insanity. They don't care. The population has to wake up. Another headline, Paris swamped with record rain. 2 months of rain just fell in 1 hour. The highest 1 hour rainfall total for July ever swamps Paris with more torrential rain to come. Flash drought, flash deluge. Welcome to the new world. Another headline, the drowning villages of Indonesia. Sea level rises ever higher with each passing year. Every high tide brings the sea into their homes. Oceans don't rise on a cooling planet that has more ice and more snow. They rise on a warming planet. And let's get to more on that right now. There's some recent big headlines I want to get to. Damaging large hail events will become more common across the central and western parts of North America, concludes a new study published in Nature Climate Change. Again, more lies from official sources like nature, climate change, not admitting to the fact that chemical ice nucleation is the core causal factor of the massive hailstones that are pounding parts of the world. That's the part of the issue that's not being mentioned for obvious reasons. They're simply afraid of the repercussions of telling the truth. Let's get back to a couple of headlines on the melting ice. For those that have not heard this yet, what I've mentioned in previous programs has now happened. Massive iceberg breaks away from Antarctica. The Larsen Sea Shelf iceberg, about a trillion tons of ice, the size of a small U.S. state, sticking up out of the ocean 600 feet, has now broken off of the Larsen Sea Shelf, and that's not the biggest part of the problem. That ice was the buttress that held back the land-based ice, which will now begin to slide into the ocean far faster, leading to this headline. An iceberg the size of Delaware is another sign of trouble for coastal Florida. From that report, the ice mass will trigger environmental chain reactions that will be almost certainly devastating. The breach is certain to destabilize further the remaining 20,000 square mile ice mass anchored to land and thus accelerate what many scientists believe is a dangerous rise in sea level that will contribute to flooding as far away as Miami Beach in Louisiana, two areas that are already flooding from sea level rise constantly. If the flooding continues unabated, scientists warn many coastal communities in the U.S. or elsewhere will literally disappear. Millions of people will be displaced, and naval and military installations, key part of this report, around the world, vital to U.S. interests, which means fueling the military-industrial complex, will face serious damage or destruction. Given that last sentence, does anybody rationally believe that our military-industrial complex is not going to throw everything they can into trying to tech-fix the climate, doing more destruction as they do so? Of course that's what they're doing. And what do we see from official sources and experts saying about the latest Antarctic ice shelf collapse? I saw this and was very difficult to believe. They said, we really don't know what caused it. Really? I saw a few sources say that. Some admit to the truth. But obviously ice doesn't melt and break off and disintegrate because it's getting colder, does it? And when we know mathematically, and we do know this mathematically, the mathematical odds of the current runaway greenhouse event on the planet being not human-caused is statistically zero. And there are statistician studies on this. Look it up. Do not believe me. Again, consider the argument. This would be as absurd as shooting someone in the back of the head and then claiming they died of natural causes. That's absurd. How could we possibly do what we've done to the planet and not have very bad consequences? Another headline, planetary runaway greenhouse more easily triggered, research shows. Exactly what we've stated at geoengineeringwatch.org for so long, the runaway greenhouse effect. And now it's being admitted to that this is a real scenario. From that report, it might be easier than previously thought for a planet to overheat into scorchingly uninhabitable runaway greenhouse stage, according to new research by astronomers at the University of Washington and University of Victoria, published July 28th, the journal Nature and Geoscientists. Yes, much more easy to trigger a runaway greenhouse event and Venus syndrome, which we are in right now. Look up that term, Venus syndrome. In the runaway greenhouse effect from this report, a planet absorbs more solar energy. This is very simple. Consider what I'm saying. Absorbs more solar energy than it can give off and retain its equilibrium. As a result, the world overheats, boiling its oceans and filling its atmosphere with steam, which leaves the planet glowing red hot, forever uninhabitable, as Venus is now. Consider that. A few headlines along those lines from the radically increasing wildfires all over the globe. Here's a headline. Thousands flee wildfires burning in the U.S. and Canada. Another headline. California wildfires rage, force thousands to evacuate. Another headline. Weather gets weird as record rainfall follows record drought. Drought and deluge. Flash drought, flash deluge, as I reported earlier. Another headline. Global food prices around two-year highs in June as meat, dairy, and wheat climb. Food will be increasingly a problem all over the globe. At a very radically rapid pace, this will get worse. Here's another headline from a newly released science study that finally begins to admit to what we face and to what is unfolding around us. Here's the headline. Earth's sixth mass extinction event underway, scientists warn. How long did it take for them to admit to this? And how many years have I tried to point out the data that already made that clear? Not just me, others that were willing to tell the truth. We are far into the sixth great mass extinction. It's not just beginning. It's happening. It's been happening. And as I've stated so many times, there will come a point when the reality we face will become impossible to hide. And we're near that point. And please look up this headline and the data that's contained in it. Earth's sixth mass extinction event underway. Scientists warn. From that report, a biological annihilation of wildlife in recent decades means a sixth mass extinction in Earth's history is underway and is more severe than previously feared, according to new research. It's far more severe. It's happening now and mathematically accelerating so radically that we are on a very short time horizon on this planet if we do not completely and immediately change direction. No time to cover more of that report, but I encourage people to research it. Now, along those lines, following up with what I said earlier, here's a headline. Donald Trump stopping U.S. government scientists from speaking out publicly. Why should that be a surprise? The fossil fuel industry and the military-industrial complex do not want populations to panic when they understand the severity of what's unfolding. The Trump administration is doing everything they can to shut them up. And if you're blindly waving your Trump flag as if Trump has any control over what's happening other than what he's told to do, and the confusion and division and theater that he's told to create or is inclined to create because of his own narcissism. And again, Obama also part of the problem, Clinton part of the problem, all of them going back to a very long way, part of the problem. But we're here now with Mr. Trump as the current face to the insanity. So I will continue to focus on him. From that report, the Trump administration's decision to stop Environmental Protection Agency officials and other government staff from speaking out publicly has prompted the country's leading scientific organization to warn against censorship and intimidation. Business as usual. Shut the scientists up. I'm almost out of time. I want to cover a few more headlines before I have to wrap this program up. After Trump bows to Saudi, his decision to release evidence of Saudi's funding of 9/11 gets reversed. No surprise there. Cover things up. And not that the Saudis were ultimately behind 9/11. It was our own government. But our government will continue to try to shield Saudi Arabia from any repercussion. Another headline. Human health risks. Scientists question the safety of untested 5G technology. Part of what may be used at some point to subdue populations as they begin to wake up to all that I've just been covering. 5G, very dangerous radio frequency technology about to be implemented in our country. What are the real reasons behind that? More investigation is needed. Another headline, U.S. bombs with white phosphorus while blaming Assad for using sarin. Just another headline highlighting the carnage being created by our own military while they're blaming others for events that still have not been proven. The power structure, as the biosphere implodes, the power structure is still pushing us all toward World War III, because as the biosphere implodes, the global conflict will be the last card the power structure has to play. The military-industrial complex and industrialized, militarized civilization as a whole is a headless, heartless, soulless beast, as I stated earlier, that has all but completely consumed the web of life and the world as a whole. Each and every individual who serves this beast, whether actively or passively, by just doing their job, is a part of the problem, is a part of the cancer. This is especially true for those in the military who are just, quote, following orders. Where is the morality in such blind obedience? Answer, there is none. No morality, no honor, no virtue, none. Blind obedience to a paradigm of power structure program false patriotism is simply a profound form of cowardice and tyranny. Our military brothers and sisters need to take a very long, hard look in the mirror. An even greater form of criminal cowardice is running rampant in the ranks of the so-called media and journalism. Within the circles of the so-called mainstream media exist some of the most spineless and honorless individuals to walk amongst us. Each and every one of us is needed to help shine the light on those who are obedient order followers for the power structure. Identify such individuals and forward credible data by open emails with the longest CC list of other concerned activists and individuals in your area that you can round up. Send real news data to journalists and media sources, agency officials, elected officials, environmental organizations, ag groups, autism groups, Alzheimer's groups. The list is endless. By openly CCing as many others in the conversation, those whom you are targeting with the information will know that many others are aware of the information being forwarded. Thus, there is no more room for denial. We must all effectively and efficiently make our voices heard in this most critical fight for the greater good. If we all take action, if we all stand together against the gathering storm, we may yet accomplish profound good, even at this late hour. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.